Here's another reason why you want to take control of what you're doing.
Everything kind of funnels into the only winning move is not to play the game.
So I got to ask permission to buy the gun, and then I got to pay to ask permission to carry the motherfucker outside of my house. How about you go fuck yourself?
Am I wrong, Jason?
You're wrong because part of your stuff cuts out.
Yeah, you cut off the best part.
Oh, yep. Well, yeah. Yeah, I wanted to make sure it was YouTube friendly for all the fucking Nazis out there, you know?
I didn't like that. I think that you should be just as raw as you can be. You know,
yeah, so. That was fantastic.
I really don't care about YouTube. So,
you way know, to ruin YouTube. Something good, Chris. Jesus.
Well, you know, I gotta do what I gotta do, you know?
One fucking job.
Yep, only one job, and that was sick fuck every fucking couple minutes.
Here's the deal. I laugh every time I hear that. I mean, it's like the first time I heard it. I just, your delivery on that was spectacular.
Yeah, I was kind of going off that day. That was a good day. That was early.
Well, I want to welcome everybody to the Weather Report, and unfortunately, we had to cancel tonight with our guest, Jason Stapleton. Unfortunately, he's unable to be here tonight under some difficulties, but technical...
We are going to reschedule. He contacted us. He says, we're going to reschedule. So.
Yeah, it's just scheduling conflicts. No big deal, but no big deal. We got this because Ken is here with us.
Yeah, Ken is here with us. So we're going to talk to Ken all night because Ken's able to carry a whole show by himself, as long as Harkos is too, because you know both of those guys, once you start getting them talking, they can't shut up. But anyway, I want to tell you guys one thing that we just want to welcome you here to the Weather Report.
Are you done, Bruce? I got shit to say. Are you done?
Ken from Wisconsin, live in Arizona, we have unnatural palm trees. Out of the way first,
Mad Case Studios.
Yeah, they have unnatural palm trees.
That's Ken's business. And Harkos, he's got two of them. He's got the Music Making Sense podcast and Apex Music Systems. And then it's Jason on the bottom side there. He's the owner and proprietor and operator of Horrible Designs, and I'm Bruce McGee. I'm the owner of the Weathered Soul brand. You can get me at weatheredsoul.com. Yep. So all the show notes are down at the bottom of the page after we get done with this podcast. Everything will post up. So we just want to welcome everybody here. We're sorry that Jason can't be here tonight. We had an awesome show lined up. Like I said, we're going to reschedule it. He's going to be he's a really, really good guest. And I'm sorry that he can't be here and hope everything is okay with him. But anyhow, we're going to go forward because Ken has been to a
Arizona Tiki Oasis. The Arizona Tiki Oasis.
So I'm wearing my colors for him tonight. Well, they're not colors, but I have like four or five, you know, of these things, and basically
my tiki girls have anyone that looked, yeah,
I couldn't find anyone that looked good on me, so I mean, you know, they
suns
probably
out, guns out.
Exactly. I don't have one of those fucking
but Ken really took his Lincoln Continental across the United States.
Lincoln Continental. That's
Lincoln Town Car.
Town car.
With the shovel and lime in the back.
Four people drive.
And he picked up Joe Pesci on the way and trips down there.
Yeah. Arizona. I picked up Joe Pesci, a couple of shovels and a bag of lime, and we came down to the desert. Things over some people in Tulsa.
That's how you got to do it, man. You can't not do it. When you go to the desert, you got to fucking dig some holes.
So you said at the top of the show here, Bruce, kindly, about Horrible Designs. And I got to tell you, Jason, you did a shirt for me, the Mad Case Studio shirt that had the tiki hot rod on the front, the volcano in the back exploding, and then the tiki guy on the back. That shirt was a huge hit down there. Next year I'm coming with 50 of them because I'll sell the hell out of them out for you. They really liked it. So I handed out your cards to a bunch of people. So I hope that worked. And then for...
Get the tiki
bump. Do you guys listen to like local news in the morning, maybe just to see what the traffic or the weather's going to be for the day? We will listen to Channel 10 down here in Scottsdale. And I thought of you, Harkos, because I know you're a music aficionado in the hip-hop realm. And I found something out from these. I find that these local news people tend to be really, really incredibly intelligent and knowledgeable about things. And today I was informed that the New Kids on the Block is hip-hop.
What?
This lady was sitting there. She's like, she was probably in her mid 20s. So she, the new kids on the block are just a bunch of old men now. And so she didn't know shit from nothing. She was, oh yeah, they're a great hip hop band. And I'm just like, my wife was like, who the fuck is she? And, you know, and I'm like, I got to tell this about Harkos. Cause so apparently there's a whole new genre of hip hop called boy rock.
So I didn't know that. Ken, does that mean that Pink Floyd is now death metal?
Yes.
Yes. That is correct. Yes. That is yeah. also correct. That is also correct. As well as you know, there was that country guy, Daniel's band, that he switched before he died to a hip hop thing. He called himself Chuck D. The devil went down to Georgia and he rapped that whole song. So it's Chuck D and the Devil Band, you know, Band of Demons. Chuck D.
Yeah, well, you know, nobody ever said that people on local news had any intelligence whatsoever, man. I don't pay attention to my local news because it's a waste of time. What are they going to do? Tell you what the weather's like? I got the fucking weather app on my phone. What are they going to do? Tell you what traffic's like? I got GPS.
You got weather right outside your window.
Well, there's that too. Yeah.
There you go. You don't need the weather, right? So
don't need the weather, and not. I mean,
as far as we're concerned, on the West Coast, you guys blew away this weekend. There was 55 million people under a tornado, freaking, you know, catastrophe that was going on, and as far as I was concerned, everybody was blown off the face of the map. So
Sharknado did not hit Minnesota. We're good.
Right, right. Harkos is the only person alive.
Yeah, Harkos I'm the only, is the only person alive here.
In Illinois. Yeah,
Indiana, but yeah. And no, it's that's the thing, Indiana. Is that that's catastrophism at its finest. You know, people are like, oh my God, it's the same thing every fucking year, man. Bruce asked me that before the show got started. Oh, how's the weather doing over there? I heard you guys have some stuff. I'm like, we had like high winds yesterday. It was cloudy and it had thunderstorms last night. And then today it was like 80 something degrees and it was sunny and it was still a little windy. There's no big deal. It's normal.
It's like the cicada thing, right? You tell me that everybody has a one year.
Cicadas.
No, you say cicada, people be like, what the fuck?
You say cicada, I say cicada. All right.
It sounds like you're saying you have a mouthful of cock.
Exactly.
Jason, you're my favorite human.
My mother in law's favorite motherfucker. She is turning red right now.
No, like the cicadas are pretty standard as well too. No, it's just everybody has amnesia when it comes to the weather. I'm convinced.
Yeah,
it's either, oh, it's never been this dry before, it's never been this wet before, it's never been this cold before, or it's never been this warm. And then they always want the opposite. Oh, I really wish it would rain. Oh, I wish it would stop raining so much so we can dry out. Oh, it's a little too cold. He's like, but it was no happy medium. That's why. People are psychotic out in where you're at, Bruce, in California, especially Southern California. It's like, it's the same weather every day. Oh, fuck, I'm never going to leave.
Now we're all on fentanyl over here. So
yeah, exactly. We're on fentanyl too. And, you know, the fentanyl sunshine. I do the
zombie walk every day. But, you know, like Ken said, if somebody listens to the morning news, now the morning news is on X at between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m. every day. You just kind of listen to the weather view, and you know, you can get all the news and the weather that you want. So just
well, and this is the thing. So everyone knows Bruce is over on the left coast of the country. Everything's fucked, and the timing is even right. So I'm not a morning person. I'm a night person. Harkos is also a night person. Jason, I don't know if you're night or day, but So I'm on vacation. Ain't no way I'm waking up at 6 in the morning to talk to you three fucking clowns. And none of you would do it to talk to me either. So there's no love lost. But I did on this drive on Tuesday, I should be able to be back on and actually talking from the road somewhere in the middle of Kansas. So I'm on the middle of a 4,000 mile road trip.
Kansas isn't there anymore. It blew away.
That's the best part.
It'll be stable to the childhood home.
Yeah,
in Africa,
we call it sticks.
Yeah, you go take a Mecca pilgrimage to the home of Jason Stapleton,
right?
In Southwest Kansas or whatever. The Mecca? From. Yeah,
a crowd of four. Yeah. A crowd of four showed up.
Crowd, an unruly crowd.
Exactly. An unruly crowd. So Ken, tell us about this. Tell us about this tiki convention. So
everybody, so this is a thing.
It's a cover for homosexuality, 50 and plus, right?
We actually had a discussion about it at the dinner table tonight as we delve into our bougie Schapino, because we have Schapino tonight, and Harkos didn't know what Schapino was, but anyway,
Ben Schapino.
You guys know what Schapino is?
Yeah, he's a great rapper. With that he raps at McDonald's with some guy named Tom.
Ben Schapino, right? Mm-hmm. You guys were listening to Ben Schapino's music last night.
His new album is Schapino Grigio.
See, the reason why I live in California is because we have one season here, because all the rest of the seasons that you guys experience suck, okay? So,
oh, whatever, dude. There's nothing like spring and fall, bro.
Yep. Amazing. Exactly. For all the bugs go back to hell from where they came.
Oh, that too, yeah.
I love that.
Your spring and fall. You guys can have your spring and fall. I'll take my summer.
Jason, look where I'm at right now. There's no bugs.
There's really? Yeah, it's because there's nothing there.
That's right, because it's the moon.
She is actually in the desert.
No, I'm just saying, you're in the fucking desert, dude. There's nothing that lives in the desert. Those palm trees are fake as shit, though, by the way. They probably take all the water possible.
That's why they're by the pool. Duh.
Yeah, exactly. The roots wander. That's probably exactly why.
Ken, how much have you had to drink so far?
Today?
Today or this trip? Come on, you got to be specific.
All of it.
Within the last 2 hours.
Yeah, all of it. All of it.
The amount of rum that has gone down this gullet this weekend. I took 6 or 7 years off my life. But it'll be the last of the events. My God. This was a
Well, drink. You know, the nice thing is that at least your insides are sanitized now.
Oh, there's no way. I mean, between this and the lacquer thinner that I like spent all my time absorbing
into insulin skin resistance, he has no insulin resistance anymore.
I don't have insulin. I barely have guts. I've got some sort of viscous coupling inside of me that just keeps things moving around. I don't know what it is.
You know what you need to do tomorrow before you leave is you need to stop by like a Vitamin Shoppe or some kind of supplement store and buy all the glutathione that they have and just take it. Just like by the handful every hour or so on your trip back.
I did that. I got a bottle. It says right on it, Jameson. So I'll have a little bit of that, and then we'll hit the road. And that'll be just fine.
Sure, Bill.
Because Jameson is just like glutathione.
Well, Bruce, Bill proved you wrong, and he is right.
No.
Yeah.
Fall.
No, but he does live in a beautiful country up there in Washington, man. So I mean, that's
fall is great because that's hunting season.
Yeah. Yep.
Fall is great because what happens in fall for us is that the leaves fall and I get free carbon for my compost bin. So
yeah, that's what
happens here too.
We get that here too. You saw my videos from this 2 months ago. I was walking through a valley of sticks. You know what I'm saying? Because all the trees were naked. Now it's all fucking green. Now it's amazing.
Yeah, that's cool. Absolutely. It's amazing.
The seasons amazing are just – when you see the lushness of Wisconsin when you get up here, Bruce, you're not going to believe your eyes because you can't – you know, California where you live is gorgeous. It's beautiful country, but there's a lushness and a richness, especially in June because it's rainy season. It's just – it's unbelievable. It's one of the best places in the world to be. In June. Yeah.
I'm gonna bring my ephedrine just in case I get hit by those great big huge mosquitoes that Harkos keeps talking about.
They get about this. Probably big
a shot in the neck or something like that, so you know I don't fucking swell up and die.
You hear this, and then it's a mosquito in your ear.
Yeah,
and then it bites you in the head, and then you're
They always get you on the fucking forehead, man. You have this knot in your goddamn forehead. You're gonna go back. People will be like, "Oh, did you get horn injections, Bruce? You got going on? You got horns?" And no, it's fucking mosquitoes, man. And they'll be like, "What are mosquitoes?" Yeah.
No, well, the ones that climb in your ear and make it swell up, and then you can't hear, and they sting your eyelids too, Bruce. It's crazy and stuff like that. Sometimes they crawl downstairs in the swimsuit area, and then you've got some itch for it's bad.
And they'll suck your balls. It's like prison.
They get everywhere, not the good way.
So Ken, tell us the history of why you're even there down in Arizona. basking right. In the palm trees in the sunlight and hanging out with Jason Stapleton and all the
yeah. Rest and of how the do you have a tiki convention in the middle of the desert? Shouldn't it be on an island or at least close to the ocean?
Like Bora Bora or like Tahiti or you know Hawaii?
Key West, well, anything?
The Southwest was huge. Southern California, Scottsdale, and Palm Springs were huge, like tiki exotica kind of areas back in the 50s and 60s.
Tiki
this
erotic.
Is where like Route 66 would come down, and there was all these roadside stops, you know, these really cool things. I was at a presentation today by a guy named Charles Phoenix, and he did a whole thing called Arizona Land, where he went back and he has slides and images.
Was his last name really Phoenix?
Yeah. He's not from here. He's a California guy. And look his YouTube page up. The guy is unbelievably funny. And he does like reviews of cars and
oh, that one guy you showed me, Ken.
Yeah, oh, he's fabulous. That one, and super flaming, but in the best way possible. I got pictures with him today with our car with the Lincoln, which was awesome. It's one of the reasons I drove it down here. But this is celebrating that whole culture of tiki and exotica. So you got music, you got bands playing. They fly in mixologists from all over the world to talk about their, you know, rum drinks, basically. So you drink a lot of fucking rum. But there's 1,300 people that descend on the Valley Ho Hotel, which was built in 1956. And it was a 4-star hotel in the 50s. Natalie Wood got married here. This was Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr. Ooh, did someone just give us $20?
No, I got more. You said Frank Sinatra and his money bells rang because somebody got married to him.
Man, no, I got
an angel got his wings.
So this hotel was the top of the line mid-century hotel, and it kind of fell in disrepair into the 2000s. And someone bought it and spent tens of millions of dollars redoing it. And it's just a really, really incredible place. It's called the Valley Ho, and we're glad they didn't call it the Valley Whore, but or the Valley Slut, you know. But it's just the Valley Ho, H-O, and like Tahoe. But it's a really cool place, and this event is just there's 1,300 people that come to this. We have the whole hotel, and you know, it just sells out the whole thing. And it's a celebration of all things, you know, the tiki exotica, mid-century, the music, the vibe. You can kind of come down here and get your freak on, and just really enjoy it. There's no politics. They do a dog walk. People bring their dogs. There's a dog parade. There's a moo-moo parade. I didn't do the moo-moo parade this year because I forgot to bring mine. And
bring your moo-moo.
Yeah. But
next year would have worked.
I didn't think of that. I could a surf mankini. I'm down. So they do one in San Diego too. How far from you are you from San Diego, Bruce?
No, I'm about 8 hours from San Diego north.
So only about 20 miles away. 8 hour drive. Yeah, something like that.
8 hour drive, about 20 miles.
Takes you 10 hours to get through Los Angeles. So
right.
No, I'm up in God's country, California, not down in the
cesspool. So anyway, the one in San Diego, there's a tiki oasis in San Diego too. That's about twice the size of this one. It's the same people put it on, and I might go to that one. There's also
that fucking sun just vanished in like half a second behind you, man. It's
yeah, I got no light in
you got some light on your face now, randomly.
You're good, dude. You're all right.
There was sunlight there, and all of a sudden it goes.
Yeah.
The less we can see it, the better.
That's also true.
There you go.
We can still hear you, so I mean, that's not a problem.
Perfect. Perfect.
I'll take my glasses off, so there's no reflection. Here we go.
Yeah, there you go.
So I can stand and walk around. I can go to the pool. Here we go. So is that good?
Yeah, that's good. Look right there. Now you're just blending with the trees. There you go. Done deal.
Where's Ken?
I'm blowing in the wind. Anyway. I'm on my own origami.
This is what happens when you go on a week long bender, everybody. Just
this is why you're taking drugs.
If you would have seen me Saturday, so one of the things they do is they do tasting. So a bunch of the different liquor companies are here, and they got these great mixologists and bartenders. And they mix stuff, and you can go in and test it. And so one of them was at 1 p.m. And I woke up, and I didn't eat breakfast. I'm like, oh, I'll go to this thing. I'll eat afterwards. You know, it's, you know, I figure you get a little shot of this, a little shot of that, but nothing much. Holy shit. It was like drink after drink after drink. I walk out of there. I'm like, and I meet my wife in the, she didn't come to that one. She doesn't drink. So I met her in the restaurant and she's like, oh, I got you a Mai Tai. You know, the Mai Tai is this.
You know, it's like, yo, like, give me some rum. Fucking eggs and something. Come on first. Shit.
Yeah. So I had the Mai Tai too. And I'm like, you know, at this point, it's 3 p.m. I came up to the room. I fell asleep for like 2.5 hours. I'm like, I just can't. I just can't. Because I had bands to see that night and stuff. So it's a really great time. What's the beauty of it? You know, I always look for the things in life that are, where can all of the different political people and all the bullshit just not exist? And it doesn't exist. There wasn't a Trump hat here. There wasn't a Biden hat. There was
Biden hats, or do people even buy them?
Well, it's like a hat, but it says Boston Red Sox. So apparently it's a Biden hat. But what I'm saying is just it's an escape from all the bullshit, and you realize that people are still just people. You know, the four of us talk about it because we're kind of in this kind of political realm that you know, it's really easy to get to the point where you're like, well, you know what, most people don't even give a shit. And they're all here. So it's all walks of life. You know, I'm wearing a tiki shirt with you know, hula girls and guns on it. Mm-hmm. That's a political statement at this thing.
Yeah.
But no one cares. You know, you've got, as you can imagine, something like this. There's a lot of people from the LGBT community that are here. And it's awesome to
see. I knew it was a cover fucking for 50 and over, well, gay people.
Exactly. But it's the good ones. So I say that by
the old school gays. Is that what you're saying?
It's the people you can have an honest conversation with. It isn't a bunch of radical jackasses that maybe they are radical outside of here. But when they come here, everyone's just like, we're all just here to have a good time. I don't give a shit what you think about. I don't give a shit what your politics are. It's just as we are here. And let's drink and have a good time and listen to this incredible band, you know. And one of the bands here, I ended up buying a bunch of records, and I mean actual records, Bruce. Turn because the whole tiki world is based on old records.
There we go. Some wax. Baby.
So
there you go.
All the tiki bands that play that they have a CD. They're like, you can buy this thing. I'm like, well, what am I gonna do with it? I don't have a CD player, but they have a record. I'm like, well, I got a record player. Cool. Give me an MP3 or a record. This whole CD thing is foreign to me now somehow. But
yeah, so far we have
we have the rum and we have the bands. What else do we have there? I mean, what else is going on at the convention that has to do with tiki and stuff like that? So,
well, so there's a bunch of presentations on, like the one I was telling you about, Arizona Land, where they kind of talk about the history of the architecture and the buildings and how, you know, the style that's been lost, because everything kind of looks the same now. Everything's chain stuff, you know. But back in the day, you know, like a hotel would build this incredible facade, you know, and just to get
the
people to come in.
Or now when I look at that hotel, it's like, you know, looking at old Vegas or something like that, or just, you know, just the old time anywhere, old downtown somewhere where you know, you're supposed to be.
It definitely has that feel to it. You know, it is that old timey 50s glamour, but it's, you know, the mid-century modern design aesthetic.
Yeah, the glamour stuff. Yeah, the glamour stuff for sure.
You know, but it was all over in like the neon signs. And one of the presentations I went to, they talked about in Tempe, Arizona, there was a hotel that they wanted to advertise that they had a pool, and there was, so the sign was like 60 feet tall, and it was hula girls jumping off, diving into the pool. So there was three of them in neon, and they'd go in succession and jump into the pool, and then the pool splashed. It was all just neon lights. Nice. Just the lost art of all of that, because everything now has to be so measured. And oh well, we're not going to spend the money on this big you know, obnoxious sign to get people in here. You know, we'll make it, I don't know, they'll try to advertise or something. But it used to be, you drive down the road, you're like, I want to stay there, this is awesome.
Yeah, that's way different. I mean that kind of niche just kind of survives for, you know, as long as it's popular, as long as the lines are out the door, it survives. And then as soon as the lines are out the door, it's you know, shelter or put away and stuff like that. But we're losing you now, so we got no, you. There you go. Yeah, now there we can see you.
I thought you said there was a lot of pool lights and stuff that were going to come on after dark. I'm still sitting here like waiting.
They're supposed to. I got no light. I can't adjust my camera unless I get out, so I'd have to come up back in. But
no, you're good.
I'll just look here like this. So there, you can have like a drink in this bar by the pool. No. So drive. I tell people, drive across the country, drive and see things. Don't just jump on a plane and fly. Take the extra 3-4 days it's going to take to drive and stop at the roadside attraction. Stop and see the Americana. Take the back roads. You will open your eyes to what's really going on in the country, because this is the people that are still just they're still living their lives and just trying to make ends meet and have a business. And they don't give a shit about what's going on. And it's like they're what we always talk about just live your life and don't pay attention to what the talking heads are saying. Most of the country, you know, but if you go one state in from the shore on either side and drive all over, you're going to see these people, and people are incredible. They're going to help. They're going to be kind. They're going to be, you know, they want to make money, but they're not going to waste your time to do it. And these drives that I take it's a Zen thing for me. I need to be on the road and stop. You stop it. We went to Bucky's. Have you heard of Bucky's down in Texas?
Tell us heard about it.
Yeah, tell us a Griswold. Tell us a Griswold story. Says
I want to get. I want to get a backer to actually have a Bucky's here in Indiana, because there's no Bucky's in the whole state of Indiana. There's the closest one is like Kentucky or some shit.
Right, right. There.
So Bruce,
incredible.
If you want to go in, I'll help get it set up if you finance. Just, you know, with your Shitoshis.
This, yeah.
Not spending money, baby.
Yeah.
So, exactly. So this guy figured out how to basically make a whole brand by himself at a truck stop. You walk in there, and in the Bucky's, it's a beaver, which Chris likes those, and yeah. That's the mascot, and they've merchandised this thing like Mickey Mouse level of Disney.
Yeah, I like beavers too. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Is that your new coffee cup? I like beavers too. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
That might be a new one.
There you go. There's a new one. See, we come up with some a new.
Oh, you can have one, and you can get
a new horrible design every time we get on the air here.
What you can do, Jason, is you can get one, and it's a picture of a beaver, right? But on the beaver, like the beaver has no hair, right? And you say it says like, you know, hairless beavers, the way we like it, or something like that, you know.
Now that we're demonetized.
What?
No, it's cool. We're good.
Why would we be demonetized? We're just talking about animals.
Anyway, so back to the Bucky story.
So anyway, it's a store, and you walk in, it's like 100,000, it's like the size of a Walmart, but it's a truck stop. Holy and there's about 100 pumps out front, like literally 100 pumps. So there's no waiting. And you walk in, and they have Texas barbecue inside. And I'm like, yeah, it's a truck stop. It's going to be garbage. Jesus. The ribs are great. The pulled pork was amazing. I mean, the food was they just do it right. And they have the whole line of their own product and foods that you can only get there. And, you know, again, the guy just started with the little gas station. And I guess what you were saying, Bruce, that you knew a little bit more about it than I did. He's a pretty big libertarian guy of just, you know, let people do what they want to do. You know, right. Build a bit of a mousetrap and everyone will come. But he's built this enormous business, and there's dozens of these Buc-ee's around. And this is going to take over the country, these things, because they're the bathrooms are clean, all that kind of stuff. And
there's a whole culture from what I've heard. Like, dude, I hear about it. Like whenever I listen to Kill Tony, which is a podcast, the station in Austin, Texas. They're always talking about Buc-ee's. Like I keep hearing about Buc-ee's. Like anybody in Texas talking about Buc-ee's, this Buc-ee's, that. Joe Rogan's talked about it before and stuff like that. And it's like, yeah, that's what that's what I've heard. It's like a destination spot. It's like, you know, you go there, you get like, you know, it's better than any truck stop, better than anything else that you ever been to. Like it, he made a better mousetrap.
There was a line of people. We were there on, let me think of what day it was. We drove to Tulsa. Let's see. We left Saturday and drove to Tulsa. So we were at a Buc-ee's on a Sunday afternoon. And it was a standing room only, a lot of it. Like I said, it's 100,000 square feet. It was like Black Friday at Walmart. And but the food was great. The service, they had people everywhere. If you were just kind of looking around like this for a second, someone would come up to you. Sir, can I help you? Can I help you, sir? Oh, yeah, it's right over here. Let me show you. I mean, and we went to three of them. And when you say it's a destination, so we drove from Baldwin, Wisconsin to Scottsdale, Arizona. Dallas is not anywhere in that trifecta of places. So we literally drove. We drove to Dallas just to go to these Buc-ee's. You know, and it was, we went to three of them in the course of 2 hours. So we're like, this is amazing. I'll definitely do it. They're building one in Madison, Wisconsin, 4 hours from my house. So excited about that.
Yeah. When you're heading like on 65, I-65 here, one of the interstates in Indiana, when you're heading south, you see a sign that says, every once in a while, like, cause I've driven from here down to Indianapolis before. Every once in a while, you'll see a sign that says Buc-ee's, you know, in 145 miles or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm all the way up here in northern portion of Indiana. The next Buc-ee's is not until Kentucky. And they're advertising for it way up here. It's like, hey, you know, in 160 miles or whatever the fuck it is, you can go see Buc-ee's.
Exactly.
I'm like, what the fuck? So, Bruce, you should cancel your plane ticket, get a rental car, drive from California to Wisconsin and then drive back and actually get a better experience.
I have no desire to drive across the United States.
Oh, no. Ken just told you why.
I can swipe my card and be in Wisconsin. And
You're missing everything. The
main reason why Bruce wants to fly is because he likes the fondling from the TSA.
Yeah, I like that too, but I'm just doing it to myself right now as we're talking. So, I mean, you don't have to do it by somebody else.
So if you want content like this, all you got to do is go to X every morning, and this is kind of just like what we do
on X. So here's what I'm going to do right now, you guys, because I'm literally in the dark. I can't see anything. I'm going to jump out for a minute and adjust my camera and jump back in, talk amongst yourselves, because I'll let you talk if I'm not in here for a minute.
Are you sure?
Oh, okay. All right, Jason, your turn.
We did this to Jason last time.
He's
like, well, fuck, I don't have
nothing
to say.
Again, guys, like I said before, we had to cancel our guest tonight. Had to cancel us at the last minute, and we're going to reschedule Jason Stapleton. So Horrible Designs here. And if you want something that's really horrible, that is designed really good, but horrible at the same time, you want to go to horribledesigns.com because he has got some of the funniest, most outrageous, most outlandish stuff that you can ever, ever have. And one of my cups with me right now, but it's in the dishwasher. Hopefully it's dishwasher safe.
Which one did you wash?
The last one you sent me.
Face.
Which one?
That is the American flag with the killdozer on it. Nope. I'm going to buy another one. My wife said she'd buy another one.
Yeah,
those are not dishwasher safe.
Well,
you never know. It might end up being dishwasher safe by the time he gets the test run.
Jason, you're going to be sending me another one because my wife said that she said it was really gross because I left it in the car with some protein shake in it, and she said she couldn't do it. So.
No, those are not dishwasher safe. Those metallic tumblers are not dishwasher safe.
The tumblers are not dishwasher safe, guys. So
no, they are not.
Okay, so
Jason over on Horrible Designs, he doesn't only have horrible designs, but he also has designs from I Had to Say a Podcast, which are pretty horrible as well too.
Yep.
And then he's also got designs from Mad Kids Studios, which those aren't as horrible because they're a bunch of dope pictures of drawings of cars.
Hey, we got a little good weather review swag over there too.
Weather review swag, and then he's also in the process of building something that's actually going to be wholesome. On the Horrible Designs.
It's because
one of the artists that is one of my clients, he's a Christian hip hop artist. And so he's got some positivity driven stuff going on over there. So.
Ken, can you bring the light down a little bit?
Yeah, we can actually see you now. I can see the colors in the background now, actually. It looks like some lights are coming on. Yeah, there you go.
The light is reflecting and bursting us from the reflection off of Casper.
Yeah, you definitely did not get any sun while you were in the desert.
I don't know what you mean. That's some dark tan right there.
Yeah.
This is a tan, dude. This is a tan.
I don't think that's called a tan. I think that's called something else, Bruce.
Melanin. Cancer. Called melanin. Skin cancer.
Skin cancer.
That's a skin cancer layer.
All you white people in the Midwest.
It's a birth defect. Yeah, you don't have the proper color.
This is called vitamin D. Vitamin D.
Oh, I always supply people with vitamin D.
And we all know about the big D.
He likes the D.
Yeah. Gotta have the vitamin D.
Don't make me say my phrase.
We all know you're gay like that. It's okay.
Anyway, go ahead, Ken. So tell us a little more Griswold stories on your road to success between Baldwin, Wisconsin, and what, Scottsdale, Arizona? Where are you? What part of Arizona are you in? You're in Scottsdale?
Right in Scottsdale, in Old Town Scottsdale.
Okay.
Which is kind of a neat place, too.
Is that when they still have slavery over on the old side, or no? Like, even if it's just slavery, it's still fine.
I'm just trying to think about the guy that moved the car. Yeah, I think they do. So
yeah, even if they just have sex slavery, it's still okay.
We did. Do you guys have Häagen-Dazs stores?
Oh yeah, Häagen-Dazs stores. No, we have what we call Cold Stone over here.
I know Cold Stone
up here too. Yeah, yeah.
This was a Häagen-Dazs store. I didn't know they existed.
No, I only ever seen them in the freezer section.
Yeah, no, yeah, me too. And I'm like, there's a whole store. My wife saw that, and she's like, "We're going there a lot." And we did.
Uh-oh. Aaron Douche Hotel is in the chat right now.
Here he goes.
He is live from his hotel. The Douche Hotel Express is here in the chat with us.
You know. Oh my god!
All right, let's just say this
show. That should be a shirt for his show, right? As a picture of a hotel on it, right? But then it has a big old head of him, like at the top, and it says Douche Hotel. Established 19 whatever his fucking birthday was or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Jason told us of this name, so don't worry.
Yeah, it's not Douche.
Well, it looks like it.
He's now gone.
he's calling me now. Hold on a second.
He's gonna knock on your door. You're gonna piece of that.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, my security alarm's going off now.
So I will say this, though, is part of the sponsorship of this program is the I Had to Say It podcast.
Exactly.
You need to listen to this every week. This is fantastic.
You have to say it.
I've purposely not listened to last week so I can listen to last week and this week at the same time on the road trip back. Same with Chris's show, too. What's the name of your show again?
It's
Music Making Sense Podcast.
I thought it was... Fucking. Kids in the Hall, hip hop.
Yeah, something like that. New Kids in the Hall is what it's called.
It was New Kids in the Hall, hip hop block. It's good. I might have been drinking a little tonight. So anyway, but check out his podcast.
Might have been drinking. You've already taken 7 sips since we've been on the show, and it's only been like 30 minutes.
It's my third cup.
Yeah, I know. The show, this episode, yeah.
I wasn't adjusting my camera. I was getting another drink.
You got a refill. You drank it, and then you got another refill for the road. Yeah.
I'm still on vacation. This is the only thing that was even close to work that I've done in the last week.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Yeah.
No, so, that's the podcast I have up on Pornhub. Douche Hotel. That's one of them. So. And that one actually is called Douche Hotel. You know, that's the name of my Pornhub podcast. It's called the Douche Hotel of the Harkless.
He's having me on a guest so we can talk about my toe fetish page that I've got on OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. It's actually how I paid for this trip.
Yeah, it's just exclusively only the little toes. He doesn't like any other toe except for the little toe because he sees it being strong. You know, especially if the little toe is bigger than the toe right next to it.
It's a little toe stubbing. Kind of, you know, you got to stub it on stuff and you never know what you're going to hit.
Yeah, especially when it has a good nail on it, because most little toes hardly even have a nail. You know, they've got like a little line on it, kind of like you know, Latino women, whenever they shave their eyebrows off, then they draw the line on afterwards. That's kind of what little toenails usually look like. But if they got a really solid toenail, can really just over the roof.
So speaking of little toe care,
Women
actually take their eyebrows off now and have them tattooed on.
Oh yeah.
It's
freaking crazy, dude. They laser hair removal
in the whole area
and then fucking tattoo the shit on. It's called
So what were you saying, Jason? Were you so you're so rudely interrupted?
Yeah, because Bruce won't shut the hell up.
It's my show.
He's trying to take over here.
Speaking of the pinky toe, I've got a mug and a sticker, and maybe I'll do some more of it, that says, my pinky toe gets banged more than I do.
See, that's perfect.
My pinky toe gets banged more than I do.
Gotcha. Now we're banging pinky toes. Jesus Christ.
That's the true definition. So
we are so
good. Job is when you take a foot and you stick it in there, you know what I'm saying? It's in and out. Done deal.
Well, you talked about the pinky toe. See, my pinky toe. Apologies to my
mother-in-law who is listening to this show.
Oh, she is?
She's lying.
I wish you had told me that in the beginning. I would have definitely stepped my game up.
She says, "I can't wait to see the show tonight." She says,
How did her daughter go so wrong? Ma'am, we do apologize to you for this lunacy.
It's okay. It's probably like something. This. She'd probably be like, "It's nothing I've never heard before."
Exactly.
I mean, she's old enough. She's heard everything.
She loves tiki bars. She loves Jason Stapleton. She loves the horrible designs and I'm not sure if she's into hip hop, but probably not.
She watches
all the music shows and the award shows and stuff like that. So she's well aware of the situation. But hi, Mom. Hi. This is your son-in-law.
Your son-in-law, who's 50 years older than you, miraculously. I don't know how the fuck that happened, but
she's tuned into the show many times. She's tuned into the show many times. She goes, "You lost me." She goes, "You lost me."
So, totally changing directions because it's one of my hobbies. It's when we're talking about one thing, just a squirrel. When I was down,
I do the same thing.
Part of the thing is I visit my mom when I'm down here, and she's 92. My dad passed away in 2022 in October. And some of what we're trying to figure out is what to do with all this stuff. And by stuff, I mean from 70 years of writing and composing and arranging music in his catalog of music. That's file cabinet after file cabinet after file cabinet. And we're going through it and we found, this was really cool. I'm like, what do we do? And I found the first thing that he actually published. It was written in 1953. Like 3 months after my parents were married. So they were married in 53. And it was a concert piece for like a concert band. So, you know, it had the whole score and everything all written out, hand done in pencil.
Nice.
You know, with eraser marks and all this stuff. Okay. The beauty of pencil,
we used to use pencils and erasers and stuff like that back in the day. It might be foreign to you, but you know, you got on keyboards and stuff, but we actually used pencil and paper.
To write music, like with Photoshop, where you got the pencil
It had lead in it. It had a pencil, it's a piece of wood, and it had to turn it in this thing, and it turned it and sharpened the lead so you could write on paper that was made from tree pulp that they then pressed. It was a piece of wood with lead in it. Yes. It's like shooting a tree, just a lot of times.
Those old school peppers smelled so good.
Go ahead, Ken. We interrupted you.
Yes, they did. No, that's perfectly fine. So, you know, this is one of those things. So if anyone's listening to this that has any connection to a concert band, symphony orchestra, jazz band, that's looking for some really great charts to work with, we're just trying to find places that we can put this music and. The old man, I'm going to brag, he was incredible. I mean, he played with Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald and Bobby Darin and Liberace and Michael Landon, believe it or not, and Barry Manilow.
Tell my mother-in-law who has been to your home when you were a kid. Tell my mother-in-law that, because we had a discussion about this.
Well, we've had Cab Calloway over there.
Harvey Weinstein. Bill Clinton stopped by a couple of times. He only said hi to my mom, though. I don't know
why. Well, he didn't come in because Madoff wouldn't let him. But Madoff came in for a couple. No, we had a lot of people over there. And
he didn't come in. He just came all over.
the new kids on the block, Joey McIntyre, the new kids on the block. Well, no, you laugh, but he was over because he used to take music lessons from my dad after they were big. So this is after they had already made it big and stuff like that. My dad started giving me music lessons. He's like, I should probably figure out this music thing.
Yeah.
But that's just who my dad was. And he was really good friends with Louis Armstrong and really good friends with Cab Calloway, and especially Chris Calloway, Cab Calloway's daughter, who was an incredible jazz singer. And, you know, we used to we'd go to the Fairbanks, Alaska Summer Arts Festival. He was a director up there, and we'd bring all the people up. He did it for 30 years. It's incredible. You know, you wouldn't think about Fairbanks, Alaska as being a mecca of art and music. It was incredible. Excuse me. And that's one of the things he did. And he composed and arranged just constantly. So he's got this breadth of music that's worth nothing to anybody but the family. Right. Mm-hmm. But we're like, let's just find places that they can go and give it away. We can give away this, you know, this is stuff he charged a huge amount of money for. But now we're like, if we can just $20. Get his music, a page, you know, but we're talking about, you think about a symphony orchestra, there's 56 players in there. He wrote out every piece for every, because this, the, you know, you've got a bunch, you've got a bunch of strings, cellos, violas, and all that stuff. Each one of those has their own written piece of music in the score. And these are all handwritten scores all this time. It's incredible. And I watched him make all this stuff, you know, for many, many years. While I was playing drums right under him, when he's yelling at me to stop playing the fucking drums, play a real instrument. I let him down. I was a huge disappointment. I'll admit it.
That's good.
But so this is one of the things we're working on right now, of just trying to find places we can take this depth and breadth of work and place it, you know, into different. So there's some colleges, like Arizona State University took a whole bunch of his music arrangements for their marching band. If you look at any, like, you guys see the movie Drumline? Mm-hmm. Did you see that?
One of my wife's favorite movies.
If you're into the, I'd say I was in competition. I was in Drumline. I was in competition marching band stuff, and that movie was just incredible. So he's got a ton of scores for that type of band, you know, 130, 150 piece bands, and that kind of stuff. So it's just one of those, but. It's a disappearing art because everything's done on computer now. And, you know, the way music's developed and things like that, there's a richness and depth of music that you don't have anymore. It's just gone. And it's from all genres.
When you look at those, most of my influence from those type of days were, you know, watching TCM and watching some of those musicals there with some of the arrangements of the big bands. And it's just incredible that your dad actually wrote arrangements, number one, for orchestras like that and for every single piece. And that is incredible, man. I find it hard just to arrange a guitar, you know, melody.
You got six notes.
Three. And sometimes only two.
Why do you think I started playing the bass? There's only four notes.
Yeah, and then I got to send it to you, and you got to put a drum line to it or a bass to it. You know, and I'm just going like, well, I don't have it. You have it. Well, give me, what do you say? What do you give me? Give me a click runner.
Give me a click track. So, all right, here's some inside baseball of me and Bruce. So I'm a drummer. I've been playing drums since September 10th, 1979. Bruce has invented the guitar back before electricity and metallurgy.
A cardboard out of stone.
So he'll play a track and send it
to me. Where rock and roll came from.
And I'm like, all right, I'm a drummer. So I'm like, you got to give me a count off in the beginning of the track. Nope, he just sends me a track and I hit play and all of a sudden guitar's just playing. I'm like, where did it start? Not even a... Go, you know, one, two. You can do it. Tick, 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 tick. Go, you know. Nope, I don't even get that. So I'm like, I sit in there. So I have to like reverse engineer everything. I build a thing, I let him ferment for a little while. Well, I was going on vacation. Well, I had to rebuild half of my car to drive it down here too. So that weekend before was kind of shot.
Yeah, do you like the who was that guy? The Art Link, not Art Linkletter, but he goes Anna. Who was that guy?
Lawrence Welk.
Yeah, that show on Sunday night. Lawrence Welk. Yeah, Lawrence.
Listen
Wolf,
to this. All right, Harkos, you don't know from Lawrence Welk.
We have left Harkos in the dust.
He this has is no 100 years we're talking about. The band that was playing, Bruce, you're going to lose your shit. The band that was playing last night, and I got their album. So when I get home, I'll send you a recording of it. You'll love it. But he played the slide guitar, you know, the slide guitar with the pedals underneath. I forget what they called them. It was literally the one. Yeah, it was literally the one that was on the Lawrence Welk show. He got that from the guy that played him. Cool. So it was the one on the show. And so when we went up to the after party upstairs and they were playing in the room upstairs, he had it up there. So I really got a chance to. He still has the velvet lined case for it and all that. It was so freaking cool. I took no pictures of it.
Harkos is.
I'm familiar with the slide guitars. I'm familiar with them.
Well, it's instruments.
I learned about instruments whenever I was in school. They told me, things like that were, even though I don't play any anymore, but still. I play guitar.
You played recorder, right? You played recorder,
skin flute.
That's the Canadian instrument up there.
Yeah, that's the Canadian musical instrument for the Canadian.
I'm not fucking Canadian.
It doesn't sound like you're not.
I'm not fucking Canadian.
You got that accent going on there.
I don't have a fucking Canadian accent.
You should say A at the end.
I don't say a boot. It's about. I don't have a fucking accent.
I don't know. I think you got an accent. No, I used to play guitar and saxophone whenever I was young.
There we go.
Not the same time, though, obviously.
Yeah. I love the sax, dude. I wish I could play the sax. I mean, you know, when I hear some fucking good sax music, man, oh, dude, that's the shit that freaking, yeah.
You want to hear something interesting. So this, yeah, exactly. Well, Aaron definitely sounds like he's from fucking Canada. That motherfucker. He's fucking, the Douche Hotel is based in Canada, I guarantee it.
It's in Quebec.
Yeah, exactly. But no, this other artist that I started working with, he got a full ride scholarship to college with, I don't know what that means. Oh, hey there. Okay. I was like, what? No, he got a full ride scholarship to college to like professionally play the saxophone. And now he does not necessarily hip hop. It's more like a pop style music. But he plays guitar or not plays saxophone and like raps and sings all at the same time as well too. And it's dope. It's pretty cool. His name is Axe Limbert, also known as Axe with the Sax. And that's gonna be another sub store added on to Horrible Designs website here soon. Jason's about ready to have like 45 fucking sub sites.
Nice, dude. He's just about ready to. We're sending him to the moon, dude. Exactly. You know what? One of these days he's going to go like, I'm hanging out with my new friends. You guys go away.
Exactly. He's going to be for best friends with fucking.
Don't forget us little people.
Don't forget us little people when you get big there, Canadian.
Because you're going to, man. You're just fantastic. Well,
my wife already knows that I ain't big.
We'll call him CJ. Canadian Jason.
What did your wife say?
That I ain't big.
That's not what she told us.
Yeah. You got a couple kids out of it for you. So you got to squeeze the milk out of that spider hole or something.
There you go.
Well, you guys, I've actually got to run tonight because we haven't even had dinner yet. And I wanted to this thing done and get through.
We're gonna wrap this up anyway. So I really apologize to our audience who had to suffer through this because unfortunately our guests.
Why would you apologize to them? This is what the show is about.
This is like our morning show, so it was really fun.
We just didn't cover any current events.
But no, I just apologize for Jason. He had to step out absolutely at the last minute, but we are going to reschedule with him. So I just really want to thank Ken of Mad K Studios because he's down there in Arizona having a good time. He's going to be back on the road tomorrow, and hopefully, I think he said Tuesday that he could be back on the morning show. So the morning show is on X. between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m. Pacific left out time. And you can tune in there live, or you can get it on the podcast app when it shows up somewhere around noon Pacific Standard Time. And then we got Jason over there, horrible designs. Go over there and just, you know, buy all kinds of stuff. You can buy anything from all of our shops here. I mean, that's where we go. And I just hit my freaking mic. That probably boomed out all over the place. Thanks, guys. Right. But there we go.
This is why we can't have
nice things. Yes.
Oh yeah. Well, that's awesome have, stuff. Yeah. There you go.
That's right. Oh, we got one last. Will you ever need a last minute fill in? You know how to reach me. Exactly. We have had Aaron on the show before. He's a great, great guy to have.
We'll love to do it again. Yeah. Aaron's
exactly.
Fantastic.
And then Harko's over there with the Music Making Sense podcast. Go and listen to him, man. He's got fantastic content, I'm telling you right now. And then he also has his own business called
Apex Music Systems.
Exactly.
I was waiting to see if you got that.
You know, I never know how to describe your business, Apex Music. Why don't you tell everybody really quickly what Apex Music Systems is all about? I want to give you a pump here, man.
Apex Music Systems started as going to be a website for a course on music marketing that I wanted to design. And I was going to have it be the URL for the course, and then it would just direct to the course. Well, then that was a couple years ago whenever I started that and started working on that and everything like that. Didn't quite get it taken care of, nothing like that. And just like what Ken just did, I looked behind me and I'm like, wait, where's this course? Right? Because it never came. And
like the lights that I thought were up all weekend long.
Now it's morphed into
an actual like marketing agency, basically. Absolutely. That help people fantastic. Out with all different kinds of stuff with marketing. Yeah, and I help fantastic. Out more than just music people, but I mainly try to focus on music people. Yeah. But I got a couple podcasts I help out with. And, yeah. A blog writer, actually. I've been working with her and getting her growing and stuff too. So anything with marketing.
Yeah. Pete buddies up with me and we do content on YouTube, and we also buddy up and do the website or whether it's all. And,
yep. And we got gardening stuff.
And if you want to go and you want to do you want to get to our newsletter, go to weathersoul.com right there underneath my name, weathersoul.com, and you can get all the information you need to, because I'm going to start posting stuff there about me and Harko's teaming up to do a little bit of gardening and homesteading stuff. So that's going to be really interesting coming up. You'll get that on YouTube, but exclusively on the website. I also have a store, TWSS, that's the weathersoul.com/TWSS, and you can go get some of the stuff that I use. Help me out. Go there. Go over to Jason. Get some stuff from Horrible Designs. Buy some stuff from Ken over at Mad K Studios. Listen to Harkos's podcast, Music Making Sense podcast. And if you need some marketing, go over to Apex Music Systems, man.
Make sure you get in your fucking garden, goddammit. And if you don't know how to get in your garden, you can go check out the content that me and Ken got. I actually, it should be posted up here soon, I believe. Like all last year, I started a vlog with my garden. And that whole thing is going to be just thrown up there. And I'm doing it again this year as well, too, going through different things. Like every week, I'll be dropping a new piece of content, stuff like that from the garden. So
great. And thank you for all the guys down there in the live chat. Thank you for all the content you gave. We want to wish you guys a great night and really be good to yourselves. And we'll see you next time on the weather review.
We got to give him a shout out in the comments. Shout out to Aaron Duchotel and shout out to William of the Fourth Reich. Appreciate you stopping in.
Yeah.
Conklin Coffee, right? Conklin Coffee.
Yeah. The best coffee in the entire world.
Way better than Black Rifle.
Oh, there we go. Black Rifle sucks compared to them. I bought some of that stuff, and it burns like drinking like the Black Rifle shit.
It's like a Black Rifle.
Black Rifle.
It tastes like you're sucking on a Black Rifle.
There we go. We'll see you later, guys. Have a good one. Take care.
Peace.
(Clears throat)